with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting a school shooting in Nashville, Tennessee claims two lives today.
Nashville police spokesperson Don Aaron says the 17-year-old shooter wounded another student at Antioch High School before turning the gun on himself. He says the two school resource officers were not in the immediate vicinity of the cafeteria where the shooting took place. And by the time they got down there, the shooting had stopped and the shooter had shot himself. Antioch has endured other prominent shootings in recent years. A 2017 fatal shooting at Burnett Chapel Church of Christ killed one woman and wounded seven people. And in 2018, a shooter killed four people at a Waffle House. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Tariffs are coming, says President Trump.
President Trump likes to use the tariffs to pressure other countries into doing what he wants. In the case of Canada and Mexico, it's to crack down on immigrants who are trying to use their territory to cross into the United States illegally. Mainstream economists generally don't like the widespread use of tariffs. They say tariffs push up the cost to consumers and to, say, factories that use imported machinery. Another problem with tariffs is that other countries retaliate. They don't like getting hit with tariffs, so they retaliate against our products.
Correspondent Paul Wiseman reporting. The House has passed a bill to require the detainment of illegal immigrants accused of theft and violent crimes. It marks the first legislation that President Trump can sign as Congress with some bipartisan support, swiftly moved in line with his plans to crack down on illegal immigration. The bill is called the Lake and Riley Act. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 130 points, the NASDAQ rose 252. This is SRN News. Young people want restrictions on abortion.
Democrats predict that America will become more liberal on the issue as millennials and Generation Z begin to take power, but a new poll suggests otherwise. The numbers come from a YouGov Survey USA study, and they reveal that nearly 70% of 20 and 30-somethings favor limitations on abortion. Only 9% say the procedure should be completely unfettered. Meanwhile, other polls indicate that people become gradually more pro-life as they age. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in several states that now ban abortion at all stages of pregnancy are considering further restrictions. In Oklahoma, a GOP representative introduced a bill that would allow women who obtain abortions to be charged with murder. A similar measure was introduced in South Carolina but quickly stalled. A measure introduced in Mississippi criminalizes helping a minor girl obtain an abortion without the consent of the child's parents. This is SRN News. As President Trump returns to the White House, Israel looks to him for leadership. The latest from the media line's Felice Friedson.
Just days after returning to the Oval Office, U.S. President Donald Trump is being looked to for leadership expanding the 2020 Abraham Accords, often referred to as the new again president's crowning first-term foreign policy achievement. A group of prominent Israelis has presented the government with the Abraham Shield plan, providing more than a nod to the accord, but anticipates a strategy to stabilize the region through Saudi-Israel normalization, a phased separation from the Palestinians, and a united regional effort to counter Iran. Timing being everything, the coalition seeks to capitalize on public sentiment, welcoming President Trump's return, Israel's recent military achievements, and public support. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.